It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do in your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
That quick stop at the convenience store for your Slurpee may be not so quick today. If they sell lottery tickets, the Mega Millions jackpot is the fifth biggest ever for the drawing tonight at 10 Central. How much is it? You don't really need to know. I mean, it doesn't matter that much when it gets way up there, does it? From This Week in Agribusiness, the condition of the U.S. corn and soybean crops is not deteriorating. While the corn condition rating by the USDA stayed the same in yesterday's report, soybeans actually got better. 72% of the corn is now good to excellent. 70% of the soybeans are rated that way. Wall Street will be watching as Wisconsin-based Harley-Davidson reports earnings today. This is the first report since Harley announced a plan to move production of motorcycles for the European Union from the United States to its overseas facilities, a move designed to avoid those tariffs imposed by Europe in retaliation for Donald Trump's duties on steel and aluminum imports. To offset falling demand for motorcycles here in the U.S., Harley has been aiming to boost its overseas motorcycle sales. Sales in other countries have accounted for about 43% of the Harley-Davidson sales volume, and Harley has a goal to boost that to 50%. Many of us remember fondly our summer job, or jobs, as teenagers. Oh, we learned a lot in those steamy days of summer, didn't we? But did you realize how few teens now work? 40 years ago, almost three-fourths of the teenagers had summer jobs. Now, fewer than half, 43%, according to the government, work some kind of a job in the summer break. And one of the results has been a lifeguard shortage. Lifeguard shortage. So many communities have turned to seniors. No, not high school seniors, mind you, but senior citizens. At a YMCA in Central Ohio, 64-year-old Joy Oliveri, who has taught swimming lessons throughout her life, works as a pool lifeguard. She told the Columbus Dispatch newspaper that lifeguarding keeps her young. Except for her knees, Joy said. My knees are 64, she said. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH and your Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.